Our tryout players are currently in a team meeting with our personnel department. We also just came off the practice field, and with that, they will have the meeting. I will have an opportunity to, you know, evaluate the third practice. Ted Thompson and I met extensively this morning on the prospects that we feel have the best opportunity to be on our 90. So that's really what we're working through right now.
But you think sometime this week maybe you'd sign them?
I would say the next day or so. Well, really, Anthony Hargrove's situation is a league matter, and that's really where it stands from my viewpoint. And I'm waiting, just as everybody is, on the information as it comes out of the league office. This is a new situation that I've been in, and the organization's been in, dealing with a potential, you know, suspended player coming from another team onto our roster. So. It's really a league matter.
Like in general, when you have a guy who's going to be suspended, because you got Mike Neal in that situation, mm-hmm. What's kind of your mentality in terms of how much work to give them in training camp when you know you're not going to have them when the game starts?
Absolutely. I mean, that's a great question. But until we get all the facts exactly, you know, what his situation is, you know, obviously we begin to evaluate that with Mike Neal, because we do know exactly, you know, how many games Mike is going to miss. So it's important for us to get the whole team trained. But, you know, the priority will be to be ready for the opening of our season with our 53 players.
What do you think of the receivers who are at this camp between Gurley and Burrell and everyone down the line?
Well, you know, Gurley and Burrell really stood out, and that's what you expect. I thought they really benefited from the three days of work, you know, meetings, and really the receiver group as a whole. I had a chance to also visit with Ager this morning, and really I'll save those those evaluations for the future. But you know, it is a camp that, you know, you don't have a lot of contact. You look for their skill set, what they bring to the table, how they fit, the potential for a roster spot versus the potential also to make the team. So I mean, you look at all those factors, but it's tough because you also have to really trust their game tape, because that's the tape that really factors, because they're in pads. So I think it's. I'm excited that we've had this camp. There's a lot of, you know, good football out there today. Today was our best practice. The tempo was the best that we've had of the three. I really felt that the practice environment, the whole team as a whole, got better throughout the weekend. That's very encouraging. That's a credit to the players and credit to our coaches. So we actually finished a little ahead of schedule coming off the practice field today. I don't think that's ever happened. I have to go back and check the notes in a rookie orientation camp. So they were flying around today. So going back to the receivers, there's definitely a few guys that will have a chance to stay.
You already have the five guys from last year coming back, and you got Gurley and Burrell at 6 and 7, and then maybe someone here shows. I mean, can you realistically take, I know it's way before you select the 53, but can you take six receivers if there's no – special teams value in some of those guys, or is that really going to be a ticket?
I really don't concern myself with that in May. It's important to make sure you go to camp. You have your numbers at every position. Create the competition, and your roster will come to you. I think it's like a lot of decisions in the game of football. I don't chase roster moves in May and June, and not even really until again into August. I don't ever try to pick the team this early. I don't do the fantasy football because I wouldn't be doing my job evaluating players for what they do on a daily basis if I approached it that way.
What are you hoping to accomplish with rookie quarterbacks in their first off season?
Rookie quarterbacks. Who are you calling a rookie? You put Nick Hill into that?
Sure.
Okay.
Back to Aaron. What do you hope to accomplish with freshman or playing quarterback in the first offseason?
Oh, have an offseason back in place. Okay. Really, it's different. I used to have a little more time with the quarterbacks in a quarterback school, but, you know, we're going about it very similar to the way we have in the past. It's just a little more disjointed. So we have the time on the field in phase two with the offense. So the quarterbacks are also involved in that, and whatever time that we can spend on the quarterback school drills, the classroom is accelerated more than it's been in the past. So, but you know, all the components of quarterback profile tapes and breaking down the fundamentals that all exist, and I look for improvement here in the next 3 or 4 weeks, which has been a trend of a quarterback going through the program.
Mike, what's your preference in terms of the number of quarterbacks to have in your training?
Well, Aaron spoils you because, you know, he's young and he doesn't really need the rest. He's not on a pitch count, but, you know, also you have to be smart with that too. We're doing some more drill work where there's more throwing involved in practice. So, you know, I've had to calculate that into my thinking, 3 versus 4. So I'm comfortable either way. I've done 4. I'd never want to do – I did 5 one time. I would never do that. That's too many. But I think 4 is a healthy number. 3 really helps you because it helps the competition between the number 2 and the number 3 because the reps are – obviously they get more reps, so that's the benefit of that.
Mike, there was a record number of starts by rookies in the league last year. Is it more realistic, even with the Lockeye, is it more realistic – nowadays for rookies to expect rookies to have an immediate impact?
Well, I think the way our program's designed tells you how we feel about young players. I mean, we've been a draft and development program going on year 7 right now. So it's a young man's league, in my opinion. No disrespect to the older players. So I think that's a trend that is only going to potentially pick up, so it would not surprise me if you continue to see those numbers.
2 more. Mike, going back to quarterbacks briefly, if you're not sure about 3 versus 4, I know they're always competing, but are Nick and BJ really going to be competing to maybe even make it to camp then in the coming weeks with OTAs?
I don't think it's really fair to point out the quarterback position when you're talking 3 versus 4. So, because is it 10 versus 11 receivers? Is it 15 versus 16 offensive linemen? So you go all the way through. Really the big picture of how the positions rank determine that. So I think it's important for the coaches, from the way they look at it, is to have the program ready for 3 versus 4, and that's really our focus, and the overall personnel picture will decide make those decisions for you.
How much more of a benefit will 90 be this summer?
Well, it's 6 and a half dozen of the other, but I think it's great to have all 90 today, you know, or 89 or 88, whatever your number is, and so you're able to have that number from, you know, beginning of OTAs, and actually you're going to have the rookies an extra 3 or 4 days than you have in the past. So to have those numbers starting tomorrow all the way through, I think is beneficial because anytime you can keep a group collectively together, you have a better opportunity to create growth. And I think it definitely makes us a better football team in the arena of competition, and that's what we're looking for.
Last one, Jason, do you have a quick update on Corliss, Green, and Sharon? I know we ask you about them all the time.
Andrew talked to him the other day. He's chomping at the bit. He's a little ahead of schedule, so he's going to be challenged for training camp. I don't know at what part he'll come off, you know, because obviously when his injury happened, late in the season in New York, Alex looks great. So I think it's definitely going to be one of those situations that we're going to be cautious with him. So, and Derek Sherrard is really progressing. So I'm hopeful that both Alex and Derek will be ready by training camp, and Andrew, just from a timetable standpoint, is a question mark.
Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day.
You too.